2.9.
Amend City Comprehensive Financial Management Policy 2.04.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Want to give it to me? You recognize me?
Yeah, I'm recognizing.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. This item really comes out of my service of almost 20 years on the City Council and my belief that we could improve some of our financial policies to make our budgeting process more transparent and make us more accountable to our public. So the changes are relatively simple, and I'll outline them, and if you like, I could talk more about why I think we need to do these.
Commissioner Saltzman, could I ask a question? And I'm sure. I'm not saying no. I want to be very clear. But it was my understanding that you were not going to present this today. Is that correct, or it obviously is incorrect?
Yeah, I was planning to do it today.
Okay. So we do have two of our colleagues have left. I actually have an excused absence starting now. If you want to just make your presentation and then we could set it over or something like that. I mean, obviously you want to make the presentation, but we don't have two of our colleagues here.
Yeah.
Do we have staff to make a presentation, or are you just going to do it on your own?
Andrew Scott was going to be here to answer any questions.
Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and do the – should we do the presentation, and then we can continue it to another day? Is that acceptable?
Okay. Or we could just do it now, do it all now. We have three of us here.
Well, as I say, I had a 4:30 excused absence. I have an event that I'm supposed to be at 5.
Well, I can be very quick. It's very straightforward.
Ahead.
I mean, if the preference, and if I'm hearing this, the preference is for this proposal to just go away, then I'd rather you tell me that.
I will go away. I like the proposal,
okay.
And I do want to hear it, but I want to make sure we give it the due consideration it deserves. I'm perfectly happy to hear the presentation today, but I think we should then leave it so that our colleagues have a chance to chime in on it. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I have some chiming in to do, too. It's just that I'm
great.
Getting a bit anxious.
Okay, great. Okay. And we have Director Scott sitting here.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
So these changes will do the following. One is it relates to our budget monitoring process, or bump process, as we all know it inside this building, and most people, I think, outside of the building don't have no idea what the bump process is. But it's adjustments we make to our adopted budget throughout the year. And it's been the policy, the current financial policy, is only to make requests for additional general fund resources for emergencies during that current fiscal year. We've gotten away from honoring that policy, and we've begun to allocate excess funding in the bump process for non-emergency purposes, which when we do it that way, and you know, I'm as guilty as anybody, when we do it that way, we are bypassing any public involvement process. We have no budget committees looking at these. We have no budget advisory committees or citizen mayor's budget panel looking at this. It's totally exempt from any public scrutiny. And yet we are spending quite a bit of money lately through a general fund, new resources in the bump process. I think what really alerted me to this was when we did our fall 2017-2018 fall supplemental budget or fall bump, we created 66 new positions in city government, and I believe we spent $28 million in new general fund resources. And again, a process that is more or less invisible to our public, and it just felt we need to do something different. And so what I'm proposing is that this resolution would require me and who other commissioners in charge who are requesting excess general funds, new general funds, in a bump process to certify first that they can't find those funds through realigning within their own bureau's budget, that is not possible. And then secondly, that they would need to offer that as an amendment, as a freestanding amendment during the bump process. So it wouldn't be part of the bump ordinance. It would have to be offered by that commissioner in the full public view of our meetings that we have on Wednesdays or Thursdays, and be, you know, voted up or down by all of us as to whether that's a good idea and how to spend new general fund resources. So I think that's probably the one that's maybe the most change in how we do business. My other two changes are simply to, I think, bring our special appropriations process a little more discipline. I think that we have to, and this is something we adopted at the Portland Children's Levy from day one, we limit the amount of money we grant to an organization to not exceed 35% of their operating budget, because we don't want organizations to become so reliant on us alone, the Children's Levy, or in this case, I would say, the City General Fund. So that that would be a limitation. And then we would also direct that organizations seeking a special appropriation may only make that request once every 3 years. And again, it's designed for the same purposes, so the organizations don't become so reliant on the city for their funding that they become, again, a shadow budget obligation, which we've had in the past, where many organizations are so used to getting one-time funding from us that it really becomes an ongoing funding obligation. So I believe that these changes are short, sweet, but they will produce, they will help future city councils in managing the city's finances. And as I said, Andrew Scott is here to answer any questions or give any comments if he wants.
Very good. Come on up, Director Scott.
Well, actually, I'd like to defer that part because I'd like to put my concerns or suggestions on the table and then continue the discussion.
Okay, well, let's do this. First of all, I want to commend Commissioner Saltzman. I think this is a bold and provocative proposal. I think there's a lot of good meat here, and I think it is worthy of a more robust conversation at the end of an eight-hour council session on a day when we've been doing budgets. There's some good stuff and worthy stuff, and I would like to have a chance to absorb this and think about it. And Director Scott, for as long as I've got you, I'd like to ask perhaps some follow-up questions offline. And then let's come back and have this conversation. I think it's a good one to have.
Can we have a time certain next week to have this conversation?
Yeah, let's see what we can come up with.
So don't end of the agenda.
To be clear, I am the co-sponsor of this, so I'd like to make my comments as well.
Yeah, oh, okay. Absolutely. You bet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In discussing the financial policy changes, my initial goal was to make the capital set aside dedicated to transportation parks and emergency preparedness permanent. There's currently a four-year sunset on the dedication to those particular services. After talking with Commissioner Saltzman, we agreed to pursue a wider set of financial policy reforms to advance fiscal responsibility and sustainability. There are some amendments to the filed resolution which I would like to discuss. So I hope, as I say, would like to put the policy changes on the table and then carry it over. Some of the things I'd like to discuss, in addition to the dedication of the set-aside funds, Commissioner Saltzman mentioned about the 35% of the operating budget. I think we should add to that, except when the grantee has no paid staff. Because some of the special appropriations, they don't have an operating budget there for a particular something, and it's volunteers doing them. So that's something to discuss. I think there's an opportunity to discuss what we were talking about this morning with the Americans with Disabilities Act, that should be part of the policies, and also potentially something relating to unreinforced masonry and seismic resilience as prioritization in city spending. The current financial policy talks about prioritizing maintenance over new facilities. We need to add to that, unless acquisition is necessary to address equitable provisions of services citywide. We don't just maintain the parks we have. We need to provide parks in places that don't have them, for example. There's a question of whether the auditor is added to the bump discussions and then the labor costs at the time of the labor agreements. That's something that I'm afraid that the system will be gamed and we'll hear from every union, well, we'll have to close six fire stations or cut down, you know, not have the traffic division or whatever. So I'd like to see if there's any kind of honing of the language that we could get to make it clear that, no, you can't put the Washington Monument on the table at the same time as this labor agreement. We honestly want you to think of, are there some internal reductions that you could take in order to pay for this? So those are some of the things that I think it would be helpful to discuss.
So I think this is actually, this will be a really good conversation because I agree that there's an opportunity here to add some fiscal principles. I think I think Commissioner Saltzman is right to have called out the question about what is the purpose of a bump, and do we need to rein that in, and do we need to have a conversation about increased discipline around the bump? I think the answer is certainly yes, and so I'd like to have those conversations. Commissioner Fritz, I think you've added some good ideas to the table. Do you want to add those as amendments today, or would you like us just to continue the conversation and have you put those on the table later? What's your preference?
I had proposed them as amendments, and I think there's some reason that we couldn't do it. We have to run them by the city attorney and the chief financial officer as well.
Okay. Why don't we do we have space next week, Carla, where we could put this on a time certain, please?
It would be 4 o'clock on Wednesday. That's after the private for hire code change.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
What about this Thursday?
What about Wednesday morning sometime?
It'd be 11 o'clock.
Okay. I'd rather take 11 on Wednesday than...
Because it'll be the same thing. I'll be completely exhausted.
Yeah, it'll be the same thing next week, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So 11 a.m. next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Time certain works. Carla, can you remind me of the date, please?
May 23rd.
May 23rd. So we are continuing item 489 to next Wednesday, May 23rd, time certain, 11 a.m. And with that, unless I miss something, we are adjourned. Thank you. That'll actually...